You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Amir.
And this is also Amir.
And you are listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast.
Life from the perspective of a gay South Asian married couple.
Enjoy!
You alright, darling?
I'm good.
You alright, my darling?
What's this voice?
My darling, I've been to London yesterday, innit?
Is this like EastEnders?
What do you call me, Mickey? You're talking all about the apples and pears upstairs, isn't it?
What do you think sometimes? Now you can be full disclosure honest and I'm allowing you to be mean.
Okay.
I don't allow you to be mean when I'm watching my EastEnders.
Okay.
Right, what are your thoughts on it when you look over my shoulder and you dip into a storyline for a few minutes? What do you think?
I mean, obviously the plots are really outrageous and it's very much a spotlight into the life of the working class. Or at least perceivably the life of the working class. You know, a small town and it's a market town and everybody has a stall and everybody gets pissed and everyone's sleeping with each other.
Some people are very rich on the soap though.
Huh?
Some of them are very rich.
I don't know if they're very rich. I think...
Well, you clearly don't watch it the way I do.
I think they are rich comparatively to other characters.
Okay.
I don't think they're rich, rich.
Well, some of them can just like, you know, pull out 50k, 100k when they want.
Yeah, that's not necessarily rich.
Wow, okay then.
Yeah.
Is this person hiding money that I don't know about?
No, I'm not hiding money, but like, yeah. Even that type of flex isn't necessarily rich.
Well, we're fucking poor, aren't we?
I think, no.
Okay,
now. Listen, you said I could be as mean as I want to.
Yeah, but this is mean.
No, no, it's, even that is like, it's flex because it's almost like a new money flex. Like, are people talking investment? Why are they pulling out 50k? Do you know what I mean? Or are they investing?
What about the ones that have got like 3 or 4 businesses on the square?
And yeah.
Constantly up in and, you know,
well, if they've got 3 or 4 businesses, then they're probably portrayed as a slum lord or something.
Okay.
Are they?
Maybe.
There you go. Maybe. Yeah, it's a. I don't know. I think if I was watching soaps regularly, I'd be quite distressed because.
Would you bless you?
I would be because the characters psychologically form a part of your life, and it's this kind of chaos that you're involved in. And I think I would feel quite uncomfortable, which is the reason why I don't like watching a lot of dark shows. For me, the most excited I can get is maybe Call the Midwife or Downton Abbey. That for me is like high drama.
Or that's like, dark. Like that's dark like Hollywood's.
That's like Fast and Furious. No, darkness I can do.
Yeah,
like I like
misery though.
If it feels real,
okay.
Then I mean, like, you know, Downton Abbey's far removed because that world doesn't exist. We don't live in 1912.
But EastEnders.
Yeah, Call the Midwife is based in the 50s, 60s, and 70s mm-hmm. and 80s. Again, very different. Dark Bollywood films, they are based on extremities of the human condition, right? And I love that. But I mean, like, one of my favorite films, we've never watched it, it's called Saath Hoon Maaf, which means Seven Bloods Forgiven. Mm-hmm. And it's Priyanka Chopra is the protagonist in it, and it's all about her having a darkness around her, and every time she gets married the person dies. And
spoiler alert,
yeah, it's a read, and it's based on a short story or short play called Susanna's Seven Husbands, and it's really good, but it's so dark. You know, she meets these dark men who are either horrible or they have ulterior motives, and how, you know, I think at one point she just eventually just starts killing him or something like that, you know. But it's an...
Sounds fab.
But it, oh, it's an amazing film. So underrated. But it's just so far removed from day-to-day reality. Do you know what I mean? Whereas EastEnders and Hollyoaks, those people exist. They're out there. And I don't think I would... I don't know. I don't think I'd be comfortable engaging with them knowing that, you know, they've just murdered their son and married, you know, the mum's best friend. And, you know, it's all the complexity. Yeah, the complexities of it. I think I'm very much happy, you know, living my shitty little life.
Dark stuff is good to watch during the day, I find.
Yeah, and oftentimes dark stuff has the opposite effect, I tend to find. Yeah. It's like when you feel sad and you listen to sad music, you kind of indulge in that sadness and then you feel better afterwards. And then there's certain times when I'm like, nope, we're listening to bangers, fast and nasty. We don't have time to indulge in whatever we're feeling in.
Work. So hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Soaps Reviewed by Amir and Amir. Yes.
If you are listening, hoping that you're going to get a review of America, you will not get that review yet because we have recorded this episode before we went.
And we are the You Don't Love Me Boys, Amir and Amir. Before we continue, let me ask you, what is it that you like about soaps? Is it the familiarity? Is it you, I don't know, kind of, yeah... What is it?
I guess I've always watched just Hollywood and EastEnders. I guess I watched them since I was young.
Okay.
And I used to always watch them with my family and stuff.
Okay.
So I guess I've just continued on that, really. Mm. That trend of it, like, I don't know, it kind of, you know, it's just nice. Yeah, entertaining.
It's really nice.
As simple as that. But I really want you to sing.
You want me to sing?
Yeah, I feel like it's been time.
It's been a while since I've sang.
I really want you to sing a song that you've actually got in your set list.
Okay, I've started singing this song, and I turn it comedic. Man, I'm not going to do it. Turn it comedic now, but
okay.
It's from a Bollywood film. I can't remember what it's called, but the song's called "Do Meri Zindagi Hai," and it goes a little something like this: "Do Meri Zindagi Hai." तू मेरी हर खुशी है तू ही प्यार तू ही चाहत तू ही आशिकी है तू मेरी जिंदगी है तू मेरी हर खुशी है पहली मोहब्बत का एहसास है तू पहली मोहब्बत का एहसास है तू something तुझको भुला ना पाया. Okay, well, there's no salvaging this, but yes, that's the song. If you want to listen to the full version, the correct version, the elaborate version, then you can head over to www.ladybushra.com, purchase a ticket to her next drag comedy cabaret, and she may or may not sing it.
May or may not work. Mm-hmm. You bet. I love it when you sing that. You do such a good job with it, and you add the comedic aspects of it when you translate it.
Thank you.
In a funny way.
Do you know what, listeners? If you go to the website, buy a ticket, and come to the show, and tell me that you bought a ticket after listening to the podcast, I will sing the song for you.
Ooh.
I am willing to change the set of my show.
I
love
that.
There we go. An exclusive.
That's an exclusive, guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Play it.
Shout out to you as well.
It will be a shout out.
It'll be sang. Maybe you should sing it to them. Maybe bring them on stage.
Let's get intimate.
Serenade them and sing it to them.
Let's do it.
I like that.
Only if you're attractive.
Okay.
Which only you are, because you're my husband. No, I'm joking. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do it. You're going to put the request in, aren't you?
Everyone's attractive and beautiful.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm, you know, just following the flow of the universe, listening to the universe going on with my life, and we're just preparing for America, which we fly out in a few days. But I do want to ask some questions.
We've been talking a lot
recently, and sometimes we like to talk. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, these would be interesting things to talk about on the podcast, you know, to see if we can replicate the amazing conversations or not. But, you know, yesterday I was listening to, I'm not going to do it, you know, Beyonce, because I love Beyonce. She's incredible. And, you know, her amazing album Renaissance, but also her amazing song Break My Soul.
Okay.
She's a fantastic song.
Yes.
Break My Soul. And, you know, the question I want to float around is, you know, this idea of breaking someone's soul. How first of all, have you ever allowed anyone to break your soul? And second of all, why do people want to break people's souls?
Okay, to answer your first question, no, I have never allowed anybody to break my soul. I think I'm too powerful, self-absorbed, self-assured, delusional to let anybody break my soul. However, people have done, definitely. You know, I remember...
Tried, you mean?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, especially growing up during my formative years, one of my parents, on multiple times, they would say, your wings need cutting. You know, your wings need cutting. And that basically says, you're trying to fly, you're trying to soar, you think you're somebody, we need to bring you down to earth. And that is quite soul-crushing, really, in my opinion, because you're not letting the person be who they want to be, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't stop them. It didn't stop me. It really didn't, you know? They tried, bless them, but no. I am still here and I'm doing what I'm doing. And they got close to it.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, they did get close to it. But something within me kept me going. You know, I kept persevering, and here I am here, and I think my soul is very much intact. The second, to answer your second question, the reason why people do that, I believe the reason why people are hellbent on breaking somebody's soul, I don't think they are intentionally breaking somebody's soul. I think there's very few people that would do that. I think there's very few people that would want to take the humanity away from a person. I think the vast majority of people who inevitably end up doing that or trying to do that is because of two things, and it's power and control. I've learned that quite substantially, I'd say last year maybe, or maybe even the year before. I noticed a dynamic and a shift, and it's oftentimes when you run into a negotiation with somebody, it's this carefully balanced dance that you have to do with the person to make sure that there's a balance of power and equal exchange of value, and you both come out the other end feeling good, you know? I think there are people out there who are power hungry, and they want to control. In fact, and I swear I've read about it as well, I'd go as far as saying that it's almost an evolutionary thing. It's just a thing within us humans that we just try to exert power and control. And you see it. You see it within a family structure. You see it within a company. You see it in businesses. You see it in government. And I think that's what it's all about. And you end up crushing somebody's soul, or that process can be soul crushing. And you have to sort of be conscious and aware of that to make sure that you're not doing it to somebody. But then also, if you feel like if that's been done to you, then you need to put measures in place to put a stop to it. Why do you think?
Why do I think what?
what I said. Soul crushing, yeah.
Thank you. First of all, have people tried to break my soul?
Yes. Has anybody tried to break your soul?
Oh my god!
And by that, I'm not referring to myself.
Of course,
I love you, and yes, you and I are very firmly in Stockholm syndrome.
Oh yeah, that's very true.
Yes.
In terms of breaking my soul, I think people have always tried to break my soul, honey, in my spirit.
Oh, okay.
I think I've got a very buoyant, light spirit.
Okay.
And I think that's always very evident. And, you know, people have always tried to break that spirit and that soul because I might be a little too wanting to live life, you know, and wanting to do things and be happy and bouncy. And that's just, you know, and I'm very, you know, zest for life, enthusiastic person. And, you know, being enthusiastic, I love being enthusiastic. I love living. But people don't always like that.
Yeah.
And they do try to crush you and break you and mold you and things such as that. So yeah, people have tried. Have they ever succeeded? No. Will anyone ever succeed in breaking myself? No. Do you know why? Because, bitch, I sold my soul to the devil a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it was great. I'm joking, I'm joking. I just wanted to say that.
No, but that can be a feeling, though.
Yeah.
It definitely is something that I can resonate with, whereby you go, have I sold my soul to the devil? What deal have I made? But, you know, we just leave, we let that thought linger and we move on.
Of course we do. But, yeah, I think people have tried. They've never succeeded in breaking my soul. And I think one of the reasons why people will try to break, you know, maybe my soul or someone else's soul, or someone else's soul that's like mine, would mean it's sometimes maybe hard to see you living and striving in your rhythm and your beat through your soul and through your heart, and through your spirit. And that can be a really difficult thing to see people doing. But you've got to realize it's an active everyday thing and it's hard every day. And it's you've got to practice that meditation and all your things that you've got in place to keep happy and bouncy and in the light. And also it can remind people of the fact that they might not be living their truth.
And that's a difficult realization.
Yeah, they might not be chasing their happiness.
Have you ever encountered somebody that you've looked at and you've gone, they're living their truth and I'm not?
Wow. What a question. You gagged me. That's a really good question. Have I ever looked at someone that they're living their truth and I'm not? What? No?
Wow.
No.
There you go.
No, I've never looked at anyone like they're doing it and I'm not. I have never had that comparative moment with anyone. I'm trying to think of when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, every, you know, when I was at university, now, when I was a teacher, every stage in life, I've never looked at anyone and thinking they're doing it, I'm not. It's always been like, wow, you know, they're inspiring me. It's more so they're inspiring me. It's usually someone that's, you know, older than me or something. So I'm like, they're inspiring me. And usually my inspiration comes from wanting to be a better person. So, you know, I'd, you know, look at someone like RuPaul and listen to him and be like, oh my God, what an inspiration. What he's managed to achieve from where he's come from. They're the kind of people that inspire me. Tom France, where he's from and where he's got to. You know, these inspirations in my life, I'm like, mama, it's not I'm sitting here and I'm not doing anything and da-da-da-da-da. It's I'm doing it. And I'm being inspired at the same time. And I think that's where the magic is sometimes.
Hunty.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Good. Good for you. Well, you heard it here. My husband's amazing and everybody else is a piece of shit. I'm joking. We are going to take a little break, I think. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more questions, answers, feelings and fortunes. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm so ready. So.
We're back.
Oh, we are back.
We are back.
And speaking of souls.
Speaking of souls.
You know, navigating through everything we have navigated through over the last, especially year, you know, I've met a lot of people. And I've met a lot of happy people, met a lot of sad people. But I've met a lot of lost, broken souls.
Okay. And remember, that's based on your perception.
That's based on my perception.
Uh-huh.
Of course it's based on my perception. And I've also met a lot of, well, maybe it's based on my perception, crazy people, you know? And, you know, I want to delve into this idea.
Legally crazy people.
Yeah, legally crazy people. What do you mean as opposed to?
Like, well, I mean, there's legal definitions of crazy.
Yeah, but come on, everyone knows what we mean.
Yeah, okay.
If they're going to take us out of context, they're going to take us out of context anyway.
Okay.
I mean, let's not forget the review of our podcast that someone listened to last year and they decided, those episodes are gone now anyway, but they decided to make up that we are Theresa May sympathizers just because you said something about, I don't support a Tory government. I don't support, you know...
But I do support women's equality.
I don't support, you know, anyone being prime minister. But it's obvious Theresa May being a woman is getting a harder time.
Yes.
You know?
And I stand by that.
But that's factual. You're not sitting here saying, She is the best prime minister we've ever had in the world.
Yeah, well, it's like Rishi Sunak.
He's getting a hard time.
Rishi Sunak is getting a terrible time because why? Because he's an undemocratically elected middle management man. Mm. This is exactly what I've experienced in larger corporations. It's like, oh yeah, let's bring the hot new thing with great ideas. Oh, amazing. What a privilege. And then when you get there, you realize you've just been hired to sweep up the shit that nobody else could deal with. Tea. That's exactly what they've done with him.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to hold him accountable for stuff that he had nothing to do with years ago. Of course. Do I endorse Tories? Am I supporting Tories? Absolutely not. I have no political affiliations and I don't support this government. But at the same time, you know, you can have several truths running parallel.
At the
same time, it's very obvious that he's being held to a ridiculous regard. And in the way they've put him in, you know, they've gone through the rankings. But, you know, we'll save that for another podcast.
Pop-offs. Anyway, yeah, so crazy people, whatever context. I am finding, you know, with people that lost souls and crazy people, I'm like, yeah, I remember watching RuPaul's, and I learned this stuff from RuPaul's, it's 10% happier, and I forgot the guy he was doing it with.
Yeah.
And he said, and I always go back to this, people in the world are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And every other month, I'm unraveling another layer of that, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm like, what is it? And am I like, are people crazy, or am I crazy, and why am I starting to see this?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you're feeling a similar way or not.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think you can go through a harsh realization as to what the world is. And then it's like, hello, everything's crazy. You're crazy. Are you seeing what's going on? And then you hit a point of complete irreverence.
Mm.
And you're like, do you know what? Let's just have a fucking ball. Like, it's fine. You be you. You're this person. You played this role. And this is what you're going through.
Mm.
And I've been there, or I have done enough work to realize where you're at. But that's your journey. That's your position. You know, I'm not responsible for saving you. I'm just going to have to be on this side doing my own thing. It can be quite difficult. Definitely. I definitely have been on that journey a couple of times, actually. But now I kind of maintain a respectful mental distance and, you know, keep things as plutonic as possible. I'm not much of a people's person out of drag, I'd say.
I
you are definitely. I think, you know, I love people. I really, really do. And, you know, I love the human experience, but I can go days without talking to anyone.
Yeah, he'll just talk to me and that's it.
Yeah, I'm really, really weird like that.
No, I don't think it's weird. I think
like sometimes when you go out, I'm happy just sat watching the TV or just listening to music and just waiting for you to come back home.
It's like a little housewife.
Yeah. Well, not even that. More like a hamster or something.
I'm cancelled saying that now.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I know. I'm more like, well, I'm a
hamster. You are a hamster.
Yeah, I'm just like,
oh my
hamster.
God, you're a hamster.
Yeah, I'm a hamster.
Oh, you're so cute. You're a hamster or guinea pig.
Guinea pig.
Yeah,
oh my
guinea
God,
pig.
I want a guinea pig so bad.
No, kutta.
Okay.
Not kutta, but I'd love a kutta. Yeah, but I do agree with you. And, you know, I am a people's person. And, you know, seeing is so intriguing because I love people watching as well.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, seeing people go about their daily life, I'm like, not enough people smile. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's nothing to smile about. Not enough people have a bounce or a spring in their step, I find.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, really intriguing kind of watching that. And people, too many people take life too seriously and they're just sleepwalking through it.
Yes, they seem to be really plugged in.
Girl, you want to talk about plugged into the motherfucking matrix?
Yeah,
the way people are plugged in. And then how they think that what plugged out means. Like I consider myself very untethered from the matrix. But it doesn't mean I'm doolally.
Mm-hmm.
It means I can have a bird's eye view of what's going on in the matrix
mm-hmm.
and be like, okay, so this is going on. I know when I need to dip in when I need something
mm-hmm.
from the matrix or, you know, from this universe or world or how to assimilate a conversation to get to where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm able to untether myself and
just
fly back out
life.
Of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and
whereas
about being present as well.
Yeah.
Because when you're present, you're like, okay, what is the issue that I'm having right now? There's no problems or issues. Okay, great, stay untethered, do your thing. This is the problem. Okay, let me dip in and deal with it.
Mm.
You know, sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I agree completely. I think, one for me, one measure of how plugged in I was used to be work. You know, let's say, for example, with drag can really take over your life. You feel it a lot less when it's your passion, yes. But I am somebody who is able to even compartmentalize drag. I was speaking to a friend of mine about this recently who has nothing to do with drag. They are a straight white man who is one of my best friends that nobody knows and nobody probably will know.
We keep those ones very protected from everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we were talking and, you know, I'll do a drag gig and I'll come back and I want to know about how, you know, ancient pottery techniques are being salvaged in the Middle East.
You want to put insider on, don't you?
Yeah, I want to do something else, you know. And it's because I have passions elsewhere outside of drag. And you can apply that to literally every other job. There's, you know, for me, when you have people who are waking up in the morning and going and getting the money and working and putting a suit on and, you know, it's out there, it's a grind, bro. And then you come back and then it's like you're having the drinks and you have to lubricate the boss up and then you have to get this. And then you come home and then you argue with your wife over it and then it's there. I'm like, girl, you need to switch off from this.
It's not worth it.
There's the point where you have to pursue other passions. And I love it. I love those people who... And I've worked with, you know, CEOs and bosses and managing directors and some lovely people who are passionate about what they do, but they know when to switch it off. It's like, yep, okay, cool. Yes, this merger, this meeting, this deal is happening. Great. Anyway, I'm going to go to the opera and we love watching all the Oscar-nominated films. That's a thing that we do. Do you know what I mean? It's that balance. And I think when you are unable to differentiate that, I think I tend to find that is one indicator that you are a little too plugged in. And when it comes to like smiling on the streets and stuff, that's an interesting one because I mean, where we live now is different, but in the past, I found smiling is almost considered as an act of aggression because it's like, why the fuck is this person smiling at me? What do you want from me, you weirdo? Whereas me, I'm like, take me. Do you know what I mean? Somebody smiles at me, I'm like, wow, still got it.
I'll bury that.
Doesn't matter that, you know, it's a woman in her 70s with her grandkids. I'm like, oh, wow, everyone wants me today.
Little me, yeah. Little thing over here.
Yeah, I'm like,
bury
wow.
That. Bury that. No, but you're completely right, babe. Like, God, like, work aspect can't be alive. You know, when I do talk to people where I see young people coming through into the working world, like, this is happening and that, and like, they said this to me and they did that to me. And now, you know, and I remember being that person. I used to let myself get affected by, for example, someone would send an email that wasn't very nice towards you, you know, or they try to just be mean and it'd leave you all weekend anxious, wouldn't it? Feeling like shit. Now, nothing. I'm like, oh, okay, then. You weren't nice to me, but I'm thinking, what's going on in your life?
There we go.
What's going on in your life for you to push this onto me? You must be under a lot of stress. You mustn't be happy. And you know what?
So it's got nothing to do with you.
It's got nothing to do with me, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you have your moment. I'm going to let you take your frustration out on me because guess what? I'm in a position where I won't let it affect me and you're not going to get anything out of this, but sometimes it's good just to give people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I want this and I want that and I want that. And what they really want is you to push back so they can fight and argue.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Because, you know, that's where the frustration comes out. But I'm very happy to be like, yeah, I'll give you exactly what you want. What do you want? What do you want? You want this? I'll give you it. You want money? Go on, take it.
Yeah.
You want my fucking blood? No. How much do you want? How far do you want to go?
Yeah.
Because then it gets embarrassing for you, doesn't it, really?
Mm.
You know, it gets embarrassing for the other person. So, you know, my tip is, you know, from my learnings, is always to untether and plug out. But don't take those, and this is to myself as well and ourselves, you know, don't take those harsh, mean emails and the abrasiveness of messages and emails and the way that humans behave to heart.
No.
Don't ever take them to heart because it's not about you. I promise you that. And in taking that to heart, you're actually, in a way, that's egotistical. Because you're centering yourself in this. You're like, it's definitely about me. And it's like, no, it's not about you. And guess what? I'll tell you something else. I'm saying this all to myself, by the way. I'll tell you something else. Even if it's about you, it ain't about you. In your head.
No. And also, I think it's a bit of a learning as far as getting into your 30s is concerned, is that I don't care what people think of me. Girl, no. What people think of me is none of my business. And also, the vast majority of people really don't care. It's only when you start caring that they actually start going, oh, well, maybe I should react like this. You know?
Maybe I should think of you like this.
Maybe this. When you let go of it all, you realize everybody's in the world of their own. And, you know, either they're on autopilot or they've got other priorities. And, you know, you just collide briefly and then everybody moves on. And that's fine.
And that's part and parcel of life, isn't it?
Excuse me, I just completely annihilated the recording studio.
I have no idea if that will be edited out or not, or if you will be exposed as the coffer.
The coffer.
The coffer.
The kofta.
The kofta. Anywho,
gosh, this was interesting. So how do you feel about all of this? And, you know, this kind of continues from our last episode in terms of resisting the urge to keep pulling people up. Do you think that's an urge that you should resist? And if it is, then where do you think that energy should go?
I think it's a massive learning for me. And I think it is something I should start resisting now.
Okay.
You know, because it's trial and error life, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, yeah, of
course. So how about I try something new? Mm. If you are doing the same thing again and again and again and you're getting the same feeling or it's not working for you, mm-hmm. why do you keep doing it?
Yeah.
So let me change that. And how about I help people when they ask for help? And if I've got the capacity.
And you feel like their intent
and
is real.
Literally, I feel like their intent is real and they're going to take it. You know, recently I have given advice to, you know, someone, and it's amazing when you watch them take it on board and see them soar. I'm like, yeah, bitch, you did that. Not me. They did that. They just took my advice. I didn't have to do anything. You shouldn't have to do much to help someone, you know, because they're going to help themselves. You just kind of be like, yeah, just keep going. I need to change that aspect of myself. And then in terms of that energy into myself.
Yeah.
I have to put that
there
into
we
yourself.
Go. I was hoping you'd say that. And I'm glad to hear, because yeah, you gotta focus on you.
You have to.
All of that, you just gotta put it in yourself.
A horrible, selfish little bastard. Do you know what? And this is why I love
this. Who was that?
I don't know.
Which ancestor
Who's
was
she
that
go?
Coming out?
You know, like, I'm glad we've got this podcast because I get to say that. And, you know, anyone can take anything out of context. But the truth of the matter is, focus on you. I will focus on me. And, you know, you said perception is reality. Someone's perception out there is, Amri said he's going to focus on himself. What a selfish person he is. He doesn't care about anyone. He doesn't care about the community. He doesn't care about the world. He doesn't care about the people. That's one perception.
Uh-huh.
The other perception is, I'm going to focus on me. Do you know what? My life's been fucking hard. And, you know, something I wrote down the other day, and it's the first time I thought of this, and I wrote down, I've got it right here, and I said, I'm not afraid to say that I deserve the world.
Ooh.
I'm not afraid to say that anymore.
Good.
I'm not afraid to say that I deserve good stuff to happen to me. And if that makes me, in someone else's eyes, egotistical, arrogant, selfish, then so be it, because I don't care what you think of me. It doesn't exist in my world.
You deserve the world.
Yeah.
And I think I deserve Uranus.
Anywho, that was lovely.
That was lovely.
Our next podcast, we will tell you all about America.
We will. We'll talk about America.
America. America has a problem.
Yeah, we might smuggle a bald eagle. Really piss him off. Go on, Trump. Come get me. Anyway, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have you seen the clip of the bald eagle in Trump's office? And then it starts fluttering its wings and Trump runs away
like a little bitch.
I
don't fucking see any of this shit.
Oh, no, it's from years ago, girl. But no, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and feelings, inspirations, aspirations,
thank
perspirations.
Thank you. This was really
it's been
good
wonderful.
For me.
Yeah, and you do deserve the world, darling.
Thank you.
You're a wonderful person. And you, listener, you deserve the world as well.
Everyone deserves the world.
Everybody deserves the world. It's all within you. Go out, churn the wheel, and get what you need
to. You are the universe.
But don't take life too seriously, you know.
Very true.
Yeah. If you feel a little bit too plugged in, plug the fuck out. Love you guys lots. We love you, but you don't love me.
Thank you for listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast with Amir and Amir. For all the latest happenings, you can follow us on Instagram @YouDon'tLoveMeBoys. That is @YouDon'tLoveMeBoys.